1330 WRAM and FM 94.1. In the studio with me this morning, I have Ken Helms from the city of Monmouth. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
No complaints. With your drone and a lot of the other gadgets and tools you have, how did the eclipse go for you?
Well, we were actually kind of cloudy, so the best I got to see was through a set of pretty cheapy eclipse glasses. At least I didn't go blind. But I did see a little bit of the eclipse.
Okay, good. Also with us, our solid waste coordinator, Chad Bratz. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Vanessa.
How are you doing?
Oh, just picking up things as usual.
No pun intended, of course.
Of course.
Chad, tell us what's going on with solid waste in the city of Monmouth.
Well, I thought I'd like to talk about how fortunate we are to live in Monmouth and with the facilities that are here for handling solid waste. And I thought the best way to do that would be to talk about what actually gets thrown out the door in Monmouth and Warren County. The city has a building at the old landfill site, which we call a transfer station because we transfer garbage from the residents and the contractors and businesses to the landfill. And these numbers are just from July 1st, July 26th. The garbage that went through the building was 57.48 tons of garbage that went through just the building in those 3 weeks. At the same time, we also have facilities out there to collect construction demolition. This would also include large furniture, mattresses, and that type of items. We also sent 85.21 tons through that facility. That's well over almost 150 tons of material that's gone through that facility in just 3 weeks. And why I say we're fortunate, if we didn't have a facility to dispose of these things properly, you know where they'd wind up, and it'd be a pretty ugly sight.
Also, that's a lot of tons of garbage.
It's a big pile. Yes, it is. The other thing that we do also have out there that Monmouth had the foresight to put in over 20 years ago is the compost site. These numbers are for the entire year up through the end of July. We collected 656 cubic yards of grass alone. Now, that average pickup is 2.5 cubic yards, and if you start dividing 600 by 2.5, you realize that's a lot of grass coming into that facility, which means it's turned into humus or compost. It isn't sitting in somebody's backyard mismanaged and creating an odor or a problem. The big one item we collect out there is brush. We had 2,484 cubic yards of brush. Now, that pile, if we were to start at the center of the square on the fountain, would cover the entire quadrant, and it be it as high as every building around the quadrant. That's how big a pile that brush would be. And that's we're not even to the end of the year. And for those folks that use the yard waste bag service, what do you think we put out on the curb so far this year, Vanessa?
Is it going to be in tons or cubic?
No, this is number of bags. Just
number
those little
of bags.
Those brown craft paper bags with all the goodies that are in them.
I would say 56,000.
Well, you might be a little high, but it was 2,491 bags already this year.
A little high? That was way high. So 2,000 bags?
2,400 bags, almost 2,500 bags. We also take in wood chips from the tree trimming services around town, and we've sent out 28 cubic yards of that to customers. We've developed a new market for those wood chips, and we've told Ameren that we'd be more than happy to take those. The farmers are using them for their mortalities now. They're actually composting their mortalities instead of rendering them. And what's neat about that is that they use the wood chips, plus they actually wind up with another compost material that they can augment on their soils and their fields. And we've also shipped 80 cubic yards of our compost out in those 3 weeks, which is pretty phenomenal. It looks like we're going to have a record year on the compost going out the door out there. In fact, we're getting down to a limited supply out there, whereas before we always had lots and lots and lots is for people, but it's going, which is what we want. Then we pop back into town. Those numbers reflect not only residents from Monmouth, but also residents of Warren County. The curbside stuff, those lovely little containers that we have there, the blue ones for the recycling and the black ones for garbage. There are approximately 3,200 homes in Monmouth. What do you suppose the average tons of garbage that we pick up in Monmouth is? Now, this is from about 640 homes a day that we pick up.
And is this for the month of July?
This is on an average for the year. every week, with the exception of pumpkins, watermelons, it's pretty much an average between 8.5 to 10.2 tons a day that we pick up in Monmouth, times five, of course. Now, that's 640 homes generating roughly about, if you average that out, it's around 9 tons. That's 300 tons of, or 486 tons of material a year that comes from the homes. Now, that's just garbage. That's not recycling. But then you got to consider the cleanup week.
Mm-hmm.
In a five-day period from those 3,200 homes, we pick up, and this is an average for almost 40 years now, over 300 tons more. If you want to kind of picture what a ton of garbage looks like, when you see a garbage truck going down the street, that's 10 tons of garbage if it's full.
Okay.
So cleanup week is 30 garbage truck loads full.
That's
not. Yeah, the average that goes from the residents' homes during the year would be almost 50 garbage trucks going down the road. Positive side, we also have the recycling program, which is one of the most comprehensive in the state of Illinois because it includes glass and every material out there with the exception of styrofoam, that lovely number six white fluffy stuff that we cannot do anything with. The recycling for July from the residents was 47 tons of material came off the boulevard, which is pretty impressive. Just for your information, Thursday, you guys out there on the Thursday's route, you continually seem to come up with more stuff for recycling than anybody else in town by about 15%. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, guys, let's get it together and kind of show Thursday we can do a better job of this.
That's interesting that on Thursday there's more recycling picked up than the other 4 days in the week.
Just it's kind of a freaky fact, but that's been running true since we started the new program 3 years ago. And then we also, as a city, offer to our fellow residents in Warren County a drop-off for recyclables at the transfer station. This also includes the businesses that can bring large items like cardboard and stuff out there because most stuff comes in cardboard. The transfer station recycling drop-off has generated, and this is, again, just for the July month, about 12 tons of material that's gone through there. So if you take the curbside material and the transfer station material, you're looking at almost 60 tons of recyclable that came out of the Warren County in 3 weeks, which is pretty impressive. And I think it shows that if you build solid waste management facilities for people, they will use them.
Where does the recycling go from here?
Recycling leaves here from and goes to Galva, all of it does. And Galva does a pre-sort on it, which means that they run it through a system of hands, basically a conveyor belt with people down it, and they pick it out. And then it is then packaged up again in bulk and sent to Normal, to a company over there called Midwest Fiber. And then Midwest Fiber packages it up by the item and then sells it.
Okay. Now, are there any other items that cannot be recycled? Because styrofoam, you said that one we can't put in there?
Yeah, styrofoam we cannot do anything with. And a lot of it is the reason because if you collect 40,000 pounds of styrofoam, which is a truckload, it would be a pile that's bigger than the truck. So the economy of scale is you just can't get enough weight on a semi with styrofoam.
Okay.
We can even take the microwave trays now, which years ago we couldn't. The black containers that food comes in that goes through the microwave, that now is an acceptable item.
Okay.
The cardboard containers, what they call carry carton, which would be your soda and beer cartons, that has a waterproof material in there. We for years couldn't take that. We now can take that as well, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
I can look at a recycling container and tell you whether we've got a real hardcore person or just a good recycle. The hardcore person has got the inside of the toilet paper rolls, inside of the paper towel rolls. It's interesting to see the lengths that some people really go to fill those containers up. And we have quite a few people that have more than one recycling container. Yeah, trash is a historical trail that you can follow of people's trends and what have you. But Monmouth generates no more nor less trash than any other community. But we take the time to separate it out and reuse as much of it as we can. And it's because the city's had the foresight to build this infrastructure. And it's going to be there for a long time. And it works.
Well, and like you say, most everything seems to contain some sort of plastic or some sort of cardboard.
Yeah, newspaper is still a large percentage of our recycling. which is an interesting factoid, too, because with all the technology, you would think that would be going away. And, of course, the bottom line to all this is water quality, mm-hmm. because if solid waste isn't managed properly, it gets into our drinking water. Our drinking water is finite. You know, it's the same amount of water on this planet that was here when the dinosaurs were here as it is today. You know, if you destroy that or pollute that material, you're eventually going to run out of quality water.
Right.
So.
And other countries face that challenge.
Absolutely.
Okay. Interesting statistics, Chad.
Well, I hope we didn't bore you, but you know, just picture those 30 little garbage trucks leaving on cleanup week with the oversized items that wouldn't go out in a normal garbage stream. That's a lot of stuff.
Well, it's a lot of stuff even after other folks have gone through and taken the items that they wanted to recycle, reuse, or that's amazing.
That is.
Okay. I'll see you next month then.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good.
We certainly thank you for the opportunity, because I think, you know, as we get up in the morning, we don't really appreciate what we have here sometimes. And if you look around at the quality of town, I'm looking out your window now, and I'm seeing a gentleman picking up just crumbs instead of large quantities of litter like you see in some towns. I mean, he's nitpicking, picking up stuff that's dime-sized debris, and I think it's because we have the facilities to dispose of stuff properly. Both the Bacon Fest and the Car Festival, we had our recycling containers out, and it was incredible how much stuff we pulled off the curb during that event.
Okay, I'm glad people used it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Okay, Chad, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Sure thing. Anytime. We'll see you again next month. That is Chad Bratz with us, our Solid Waste Coordinator with 1330 WREM FM 94.1 and the City of Monmouth. Coming up next, it is our...